Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
With Leeds last month. And Everton manager Marco Silva has urged his side to treat every one of their remaining nine Premier League fixtures as a cup final. The Toffees travel to Newcastle this weekend without Leighton Baines, who's out with a back injury. Well, that's the latest. I'm Sarah Collins.
Excess Manchester weather with Robins and Day, the home of Peugeot, is 99 Windsor Street, Salford.
And the weather today in Manchester, it's a rainy 8 degrees, but if you're still in Paris, which seems like it's full of red still, it's 11 degrees and cloudy.
Manchester United Football Social with Full-Time Devils.
Good evening, Reds. Well, what we're going to talk about tonight, I can't think of anything really. Boring game last night. I'm sure you got loads to get off your chest. You know, everyone's happy. We're all happy in the studio. This is a Manchester United Football Social with Full-Time Devils. Hosted tonight by me, myself, because Joe's gone missing. Also in the studio, we've got my old man, my best friend, Trev. Oh, evening, yeah. Trev.
All right.
And we've also got Abdul, who's fresh back from Paris. Evening, Abdul.
You're right, mate.
Looking to hear about the stories later on. Don't forget, we're live on the radio, live on YouTube, on the Full-Time Devils channel, and live on Facebook. If you're watching on YouTube, get your comments in. If you're listening, drop us a text, 87711. Or why not give us a call and tell us about last night, 0345 11 16 76 25. Right, lads, where do we start? Where do we start, Trev? Unbelievable last night, you know. We all went to the first leg, and we come out of there, and we spoke with our heart, thinking... Yeah. We were beat, you know what I mean? There was a better team on the night, you know, and I made comments that we needed to buy players, and then obviously with the injuries we had, and, you know, we went over there, and I said last week, I think we'd 2-2, but that was me head and not me heart. But, sure. Trevor, what can you say about last night?
I know it's one of them, I think, as two Reds, old Reds like we are, not young as that, but you look at it from a different perspective, don't you? You think, yeah, you know what, when you've done well, if we get an early goal out there, put the frighteners on them a little bit, but you weren't expecting that, no way. When we scored, you're thinking, oh, great. But then it just went mad, wasn't it? It was like a training ground, defence versus attack, wasn't it, for ages. But to bypass all that and come out after 98 minutes, you're thinking, what the...
If you look at it, old Trev, you know, last night when they was attacking... The keeper didn't really... They seem to get to the edge of our area and run out of ideas. Mm. And some of the crosses from the quality players they've got was always over it, you know. And I'm looking at it, and the keeper didn't really have any great saves to make, you know what I mean? So I'm thinking, they were the better team, they had possession. But for me, when they got to the edge of our area, they run out of ideas. And obviously VAR, you know, you can love it or hate it, but I absolutely love it now, you know. And you know, when you're thinking, it was like the old times.
I know.
It was like the old times. Obviously, you went over, Abdul. What did you think? Obviously, I've seen your videos on Twitter today. You seemed like you'd all had a good time.
It was an emotional one. Like, I've never been to a game like that before in my life. Like, I'd probably say the last time I felt like this. I know we've won titles over the years, and, you know, the Premier League and all that, and FA Cup, League Cup, Europa. Last time, it must have been Chelsea in a way. Like, that feeling, I've not felt that in years. So, it was special, I think. Going out there, I didn't fancy us, you know, going through. I thought we'd give it a good shot and they might get a little complacent. They might concede, but they've always got the quality on us and we'll always concede a goal here and there and we won't have enough to get through. But, you know, when Rom scores that early goal, that sort of puts you in place that even if they score, you're not.
You still got to score. So we still had to go over there and score three, didn't we? So it didn't change anything for us.
Exactly.
Right, let's go to the callers. The first caller, we're going to Bill. I wonder what you got to speak about, Bill.
How you doing, guys?
Evening, Bill.
Hey, Bill.
Hi, mate.
I just need to apologise to Ollie and his team, because a couple of weeks ago when I phoned in, I said I didn't think we had a chance. I won't be thinking like that so long as Ollie's in charge again, that's for sure.
Obviously, you watch the match, Bill. What do you make of it? Because obviously we were speaking before, and on out before the ball was kicked. I expected the young lads to put up a great performance, but to win the tie... And an art I didn't fancy, but obviously, like the lads are saying, I've seen the first goal there, and it opens up the game.
To go in with the team that he went in with absolutely no expectation on their shoulders. McTominay was immense in the centre midfield last night, I thought. He broke everything up. He had to go wide all the time. They couldn't go through the centre at all because of McTominay. He just stopped everything that was coming through the middle. The work rate from Lukaku and Rashford up front, keeping the pressure on, was fantastic. The defence, apart from the right back, I'm not going to name him, was a bit poor. The defence was really good. The right back was poor, is what I'm trying to say. Although once Deleau came on, it seemed to tighten up a bit, and what a difference Deleau made again.
Yeah, Bill, just going back on to McTominay, you know, for the last three games for me, he's played well, and last night he became a man in my eyes, you know, getting stuck into that midfield with Verratti, who's a top-class player. You know, and he didn't shirk, and he was knocking him about, and he didn't like it. You know, he got a bit deep, and he went out of the game, because you look at the first game, it all went through him. And McTominay, for me, I've not been one of his greatest fans, but he held my hands up. Last three games and last night, he became a man.
Yeah, definitely. I think he's one of those, wasn't it, Bill? I think if you look at, like you said, the right-back position when we first started off in the system wasn't working for us. They've always done their own work. I mean, I think the idea was obviously to play him on Young. But when obviously somebody saw Bailly there, we just get flooded.
They doubled up with Bernardo de Maria, which was easy work for them on that side. There's just not enough communication from that side from us.
Yeah, they weren't sitting in.
Yeah, cheers for the call, Bill. We're now going to Lloyd in Manchester. Good evening, Lloyd.
How you doing, guys? Won't be you in the hot seat?
I am in the hot seat tonight. Joe's disappeared. I think he's got some free chicken wings again. He didn't bring any in for us, but yeah, in the hot seat tonight. Obviously, you're going to speak about last night's game, Lloyd.
I'm buzzing. I'm still buzzing. I'm seriously in love with Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
You're not the only one.
This guy, I mean, it's like people talk about Di Matteo and all these people that won the Champions League, but with Ole, it's just something. There is something special about Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. He just knows. I was listening to his press conference yesterday, and I was thinking, bloody hell, it's like borderline delusional, like what he was saying about the confidence. Confidence that he's saying, like, we're going to go there and we're going to try and win. And I'm thinking, have you seen the team that we've got? And I watched it yesterday, and yeah, okay, it wasn't the best, but the belief in the players, they're happy. Like, PSG are favourites to win, one of the favourites to win the Champions League. And the fight and the spirit in that team is unbelievable. The fans are unbelievable. You know, I just really think, I just hope soon, well, we all know he's going to get the job. If we don't, it'll be World
Lloyd,
War
III. Lloyd, if he doesn't get that job, mate, Old Trafford will be burnt down, and I'll be at the front of the queue burning it down.
I think it'll be one of those, like the Arsenal scenario. I think if you don't get the job, you're going to see the first time massive walkout. I think the fans will vote with defeat.
He just knows everything. I listened to his interviews. He just knows. Like, you see Fergie, you know, at Cantona in the changing rooms, pictured with Ali. It's the spirit is unbelievable. Do you know what I mean? It's like the whole... I can't wait till next season. I just hope that it carries on till next season and we challenge it, we go through, we get the players. Do you know what I mean? Because I think there's something special about Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. And I think, okay, he didn't do well at Cardiff, but, do you know what I mean? I just think there's something special that's going to happen, and he just knows it, and I'm just looking forward to the future now. The fans are looking for the future. You know, the players, I saw Gary Neville interview him yesterday, and he was saying the players were singing his name in the changing rooms. You know, there was never singing for Jose Mourinho or Van Gaal.
They were singing, Lloyd. It wasn't a happy song they were singing about the previous man. I know what you're saying, Lloyd. We're going to the match now with smiles on our faces. We're not going to the match You know, like, that was the worst part about the day if you're going to the away game, the 90 minutes of football. Yeah. But now everybody's up and you can see that. What was it? 15,000 applied for Wolves in the Cup.
That's right, yeah.
You know, and it's great times. You know, a few months ago, you could get a ticket off your mate because he couldn't be bothered going. And he didn't have one spare, he had four.
Yeah. Yeah,
cheers for that, Carl Lloyd. Thank you. I'll speak to you soon, pal.
Cheers, Lloyd.
Cheers, mate.
So, go on, Abdullah. Tell us about, obviously, the trip over there. Like, do you fly out the day of the game?
Yeah, so I went to Lille first, and then we got a coach down with some of the Reds there.
Yeah.
We got to Paris, hanging around near the Eiffel Tower, all that stuff.
Everyone did, yeah?
Yeah. I went to Paris. Not much to do around there, to be honest.
Very expensive city as well, isn't it?
Very expensive. Managed to only spend around €40, fortunately, because I was only
just
there
for a coffee.
Day. It was literally, I think I spent about €10 on baguette and a bit of chips on the side. It was horrible. but it was worth it in the end, mate. The journey back was horrible. I only got in at 6:30 this morning, but it was worth it in the end.
You can go on about, obviously, last night, obviously I wasn't there, you was there.
Yeah.
And your goal, for me, the best European away game I ever went to was the Juventus game. People always go about the final.
That's it.
But the 3-2, I remember standing there in the Stadio dell'Alpe, 2-0 down after 9 minutes, the water fountain's going up, the Blues Brothers playing, that's some their song when they scored. And my mate saying to me, we'll get some out of this game. If you look at that team Juventus had, it was a great team, you know, and we won it. And last night, you would have probably felt the same I felt in that ground, you know.
There was some older Reds in there, and we were arguing which one was better.
Yeah.
Obviously, I was like, you know what? Yeah. If I was in Turin, I'd be saying Turin. It's so close, but, you know, when Marcus wins that penalty, I was in disbelief at 2-1. In my head, I've never, ever doubted United when we're that close, but because of the way PSG were controlling the game and, you know, the lack of having that quality of Pogba, Jesse Lingard, likes of Martial, thought, we can't get anything out of this. And when we had to stay in the game, and we did stay in the game, and we get that penalty. I was just looking at the VAR decision because it frustrates the fans in there. You can't see it on the screen. It just says VAR, and we're waiting, and we couldn't even see the added time in the end. So the emotion when, like, Marcus scored that goal, I was right at the bottom of it, and everyone was just piling.
Well, it was great for us because we were obviously watching it, and then it comes up on it 3 minutes, plus 3 minutes, and then it goes to VAR, and it's 92.
Yeah.
And you're looking at the clock ticking down, and you're going, then you go, it's a minimum of three.
Yeah.
And then we continued. You go 8 minutes.
I know it was nerve-wracking. Right, we're going to go back to the lines. We've got Adam from London. Evening, Adam.
How's it going, lads? Are you all
right?
Yeah,
very well. We're all very happy in the studio, mate.
How good does it feel, eh?
I can't be feeling this better since the West Brom away. I can't really.
We've been treated to some amazing memories as Man United fans, and in recent years, some bad memories too. But I think, given the circumstances and the way that tie was set up against us, honestly, I haven't felt happier as a Man United fan. Yeah, that memory last night, Rashford tucking away that penalty, honestly, priceless. But I just want to touch on one key part of the game for me was around the 60-minute mark when Lukaku went down, and you see Ollie call over all the players, and we quickly switched to a 5-4-1. I thought that that tactic there changed the game. He said, look, let's just stay in this game until the last 10 minutes, and then it worked. What do you think about that?
I think you're right, mate, because I think in the first leg, you know, like when you look at it, you can lose Jesse or Martial. You can't lose them both. And that was a massive turnaround, that transition for the second half. And I thought, defensively, it's actually Ollie got it wrong there. When we bring in Mata, and he's played Mata wide right, I'm thinking, no, you're going to bring Delot on, push Young up, put Delot to number 10, and then Sanchez left. It didn't work. But like you said, last night, he changed it. 5-4-1, you're going, oh, my God. So to learn and think, I'm going to change it differently.
Absolutely.
It was brilliant, right, mate?
No, a lot of people have knocked on Ollie, like, of his managerial career at Cardiff, which, no disrespect to Cardiff, he's not got the same tools at Cardiff that he's got at Manchester United Football Club.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, he tried his best, you know, and it never worked for him. But, you know, looking at him there, it's the happiness in his face. He knows what it means to be in and around the club.
Yeah.
And he's speaking like an ex-player, someone who's done it, you know, and we all know he's going to get the job, and we know it's not going to be said to the end of the season, but I think that's right.
Because I think, don't really have to put that added pressure on him to some extent. Do you know what I mean? When I say pressure in inverted commas, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because he's doing great now. What happens if we don't get in the top four, we don't finish fifth, we don't win something? And then people are going to go, blah, 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 blah. So his legacy is just remembered as the PSG game. So I think for him to just go out and play, and see what happens. And then at the end, just give it him.
Cheers for the call, Adam. Cheers, give us a ring back soon. Take care, pal.
Take care, lads.
Cheers, mate.
Now we're going to go straight to Josh before the break. Evening, Josh.
Evening, Darren. Evening, boys. Evening, Adam. Evening, Trev.
How are you, mate?
Very good. I'm just smiling. I walked into work this morning at Media City and everybody had a smile on their face for a change.
Josh, it's, you know, obviously the match last night, we spoke about it before. Deep down, we didn't have a chance, mate. But Ollie said, we're still in this game, you know, and for the only team to do it, you know, the way we did it, like, you know, it was a United way, controversial, last 2 minutes, take the money and run, you know, and it was great. And seeing all those kids on the pitch at the same time was unbelievable.
I think the banter was, wasn't it, Josh? I think you probably know yourself. People going, oh, if we can do what Ajax did, it'll be a buzz, won't it? And that was just a throwaway comment, yeah. Wasn't it?
The thing for me though, guys, it's like we were winning the game, but how many teams in Europe would bring on like Mason Greenwood and Chong, you know, in a game of that importance? Yeah. You know, not many managers would do that. Mourinho wouldn't have done that. Maybe Van Gaal would have push if you really stuck for players. Yeah. But I mean, even the players that started, you know, McTominay and Andreas Pereira. I mean, even them, not my favourite player in the world, Fred. You know, they mocked it up last night, and everybody who started last night stepped up big time.
Definitely filled them in with confidence. I think Mason and Chung coming on, people don't understand how huge that is. You know, to go to Paris, you know, if we're comparing levels, you know, it's like the likes of Barca and Madrid when they're top of their game, because they've got it all. They've got Neymar, Mbappe, you know, World Cup winners all over that pitch. And then to step up, you know, for the likes of McTominay, to step up and Dalot, Luke Shaw as well, who I thought towards the end of that game, just carrying the ball forward, almost Marcelo-esque. You know, some of those lads that we've all had doubts over, and you know, we can all agree that we've not been big fans of. Like, Scott McTominay's completely changed my mind about him to step up yesterday. And then Chong and Greenwood to be trusted in a game like that, I've never seen anything like it.
But if you look at it as well, you're spot on what you're saying, Abdul, but the main one that comes to my mind is Lindelof. Yeah. You know, you look at the game at Huddersfield away when he lets it bounce and I think he's getting destroyed, and what kind of idiot have we got? We bought here, we've wasted money. But by rights, he's come on a hell of a lot. And for me, now it's Lindelof. And Smalling last night was superb. Well, so you can't pick out a bad performance. And what Josh was saying, and we're saying about people making debuts at clubs. It used to be the League Cup second round, first leg.
Yeah, exactly.
Like Scholes, he'd make his debut, people like that. But these kids are good enough. So the part, the brands for them is nothing. You know, and Greenwood, I know he's only on 5 minutes, but Chong looks half right when he was on.
What the question comes in when he's 30, where did you make your debut?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? What a great memory.
Cheers for that, Josh. We'll see you soon, my friend. Take care.
All right, no worries,
guys. So obviously, you can't even pick out one performance. I know there's on about Bailey, but I don't like criticising players. It wasn't. He's a centre half. He's not a full back.
I just think it was a system. I just think, if I'm honest, I think it was a lack of communication between the both,
especially the goal.
You know what I mean? I think the lack of communication, and he switched off for a bit. Because you know what? In his head, then he's playing centre half, isn't he?
Yeah.
So he's thinking Young's beyond him, and all of a sudden, he's in.
Yeah.
Because he's expecting Young to be there to cover, and he wasn't.
The thing is, once Young starts looking over his back, he's not good at all. And I think he had to do that a lot. I was watching, they were on our side in the first half, Bailly and Young, and they were getting rinsed every opportunity, mate. Like, Bernat and De Maria just doubled up on them, and it was light work for them down that side. I was really shook, you know, watching that. So it was good that we got out of that, and I think bringing on Dalot changed the game. He gave us natural width and gave us something different.
Yeah. Right, we're just going to go into a short break, but don't forget, you can listen to the show again by downloading the podcast. This is your Manchester United football special with Full Time Devils, and we'll be back after break to take in more of your calls about last night's game.
Manchester United Football Social with Full Time Devils.
Welcome back, Red. Welcome back. Obviously, this is the Full Time Devils phone in on the Manchester United football special. Social, we've got in the studio, we've got myself, Trevor and Abdul. Okay, gents?
Yes.
Don't forget, if you're watching on YouTube, get your comments in or give us a text, 87711, or if you fancy, give us a call, 0345 111 7625. And we're going straight to the callers. We've got Abdullah on line one.
Hey, how you doing, guys? You all right?
Evening, Abdullah. You okay?
How you doing? All is at the wheel. Greatest in English football. We won it all.
So you're happy, mate, are you?
Come on. I'm very happy, mate, man. That was a great result, man. I just wanted, like, I don't want to take too much time. I just wanted to talk about how I'm not the biggest fan of Smalling, you know. He's not really a more modern defender playing out the back. But, boy, has he missed the last ditch. The guy just non-stop, like, that. I don't know if that's good quality because Van Dijk doesn't really get in those positions or, you know, Sergio Ramos not all the time, but he's just always there. The last ditch man, I call him, with that big dreadlocks. So he's just there all the time, like, getting in there.
Yeah, he's proved a lot of people wrong. Obviously, I think he's the best of what we've got.
With Lindelof.
And he seems to have gone for that partnership now with them two. And it's brought Smalling on, you know. Obviously, the England manager didn't fancy him. He turned around and said he's not good enough, which only benefits United. The less games he plays for England is best for us. But like you're saying, I can't knock Smalling at the moment, you know, when he's playing with confidence. Chris Smalling, for me, is a player what needs confidence. Yeah.
Exactly. The guy just comes straight out of injury and he goes straight into our team. That just tells you he's definitely one of our best centre-backs. Unfortunately, he didn't go because he can't play out the back. It's just something he just never will be able to do, like Lukaku can't, you know what I mean, adapt his game. But I just wanted to say I'm so proud of the team, proud of the lads. And the earthquakes that we send when we didn't even win a trophy, but that was bigger than Manchester City's last year's trophy. Like, it broke the media, it broke the internet. Like, Manchester City won a trophy last year, the Premier League. No one cares.
You think you're right, Abdul. You know what it is? It's like that fear again. It's like, oh, well, United are on the move again. Whether people like it or not, there is that fear. You know what I mean? You've seen the adages, we'll never die. And I think sometimes what happens is when we go on a strong run like that, anybody in football has got to prick their ears up and go, whoa, how many games has he won? He's coming in.
Exactly. And we're in two quarterfinals. We've got two quarterfinals.
Yeah.
We're in two quarterfinals. People are forgetting. We're in two quarters now. Bring it on. We're in fourth place. A bit worried about the league. I don't know, you know.
No, don't worry about that. Listen, Abdullah will end up third, mate. You heard it from me. We will end up third.
We'll have
And thank you, BT. I wanted to say thank you to BT Sport for panning over to that slimy little David Maria. That was good. That felt good, man.
Top man. Take care, mate. Give me the ring back next week. Just before we go to the next call, I just want to read out a text. Thought Fred did a great job last night. Could be very useful squad member for the running. I thought he played excellent, Fred, you know. And that was from a good friend of mine, Youngie from Georgia. I thought he did well. Do you know when he's played this year? I don't think he's had a bad game apart from Brighton away, which he wasn't on his own, you know. And I think he got singled out by the previous manager, like we were speaking before. Delac come in, had a great game. He was out for 5 and 6. But for me, the likes of Pereira, McTominay and Fred, and Archer, first choice, three central midfield players. But they've done the business. And like you say, McTominay last night was a man.
I think the situation is, I think a lot of us know the expectation or sometimes the frustration going back for the previous manager. When you come in, you've got to hit the ground running, haven't you? You've got to know what he's worth. So when people say to me, oh, well, he's too young. No, you're not. If you're good enough, you're old enough. You know, the scenario with Delac for me could be playing at right back constantly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's our natural right back. He should be playing there. So you've got the other kids who can come through. You know, last night, like you say, Chong, Gomez. Yeah, Greenwood. Bring him on 10 minutes. Teams like, with all due respect, Huddersfield or Brighton. Bring him on 10 to 15 minutes.
So when games open up and they can take their chance and give themselves a place in the team.
But you've got to produce, mate. There's a lot of pressure. People don't understand it. You go into that arena at Old Trafford, you've seen a lot of good players who do it under the 23s. You've got to be able to do it.
Right, it's up for the callers. The lines are really busy, so we're going to go straight to Mohammed. Evening, Mo.
How you doing, mate? You right?
Yeah, good. Yourself?
Hey, Mo.
You all right, lad?
I'm good. I'm great.
So tell you what to speak about the game last night.
Yeah, great win by Man United. You know, to be fair, we did a lot better than, you know, a lot of people think or thought. Me personally, I thought it was going to be a 0-0 draw or a 1-1. I didn't think PSG would go for it. They were 2-0 up. But as soon as we got the first goal, they started to panic. The second goal, Buffon, the way the ball swerved, Rashford, from where they hit it, you know, you wouldn't normally expect that. But it's a great win. I'm so happy. Just the look on Di Maria's face after, you know.
That was worth it all along. I don't want to just see that look on his face.
Rob celebrating in front of him was great.
just that alone, you know what I mean? It made me so happy. Yeah. I hope Solskjaer gets the job. I'm not sure if they'll give it him now or the end of the season, but you know, sometimes they can give it him. You know, they can give it him. You know, without making it public. But yeah. The most important thing now till the end of the season is getting that top four. I mean, obviously, we're going to play another game in the Champions League. Two more games, I mean, doesn't really matter. You know, we can see more of our squad, who's going to cut it for next year, who's not going to cut it against the big teams. And what I would like to see now is, I mean, if we're going to be giving Solskjaer the job, start picking what players that we need. We need to get it sooner rather than later. Because there's no point waiting until the end of the season.
I think so. I think you're completely right. But I think that process is already in hand. I think they've already got players there, Matt. Because, you know,
Koulibaly won't go away, Ollie, you know, he's a class player.
Ollie would have, you know, he's not daft. He's got people around him. They would have obviously singled out certain players that they want him to come and add and gain strength to the squad, you know what I mean? But you got to remember, we were talking earlier before, back in the day, years ago, you would get a player because he was a top player. Yeah. Now, you get a player to fit into the system.
Of course you do. Cheers for that call, Mo. We're going to go straight to Russell on line one. Evening, Russell.
Yes, hello, Les. How you doing?
Very good, Russ. Who you want to speak about last night's game, Russ, yeah?
I just want to give credit to Ole. Like, you know, this whole term, the baby-faced assassin, I thought it was just something hyped up in the dressing room. But I saw it I saw it last night, man. Like, he knows what he's doing. He has a plan. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is not just here to give people hugs and make everyone happy. That's part of his plan, but that's not the full package. Ole knows exactly what Manchester United is all about. And I actually called in 2 weeks ago, and I was saying, 3 weeks ago, and I was saying to you, Webby, that I think we're going to do it. I'm calling in from South Africa, by the way. And
yes.
I was saying, I think we're going to do it, because everyone has written us off, and we have nothing to lose. But as the weeks went on, and everyone kept telling me, oh, come on, man, we have 10 injuries, blah, blah, blah. I sort of lost hope, and yesterday, oh my God, I still haven't come down from that performance.
You're not the only one. You're looking at it last night, you're thinking, they've only got one, maybe two players out of their full-strength team. We've got 10. These kids, can they handle the pressure in the Parc des Princes? Can they handle the pressure against some of the best players in the world? And the answer's there. And boys become men last night, you know. People who now, we will be disappointed if they have... I run a bad game because we've proved there. I'm going to go on again, McTominay last night. It was absolutely superb. It was smashing into players. And he got a bit of rough justice as well. Go on, Russ.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask a question because I'm sure he was there at the game, and I'm sure I saw him on the telly. What did you think of Fred's performance? Because I thought he was absolutely brilliant. Yeah. I know people are talking about McTominay, but he was, Fred in the second half.
They complimented themselves really well. I thought. So you had Fred, who was getting about there, winning his tackles. I think Scott actually won the most in terms of the aggressiveness and, you know, the pace and getting in there quick. I thought Fred did that really well. And the difference with Fred compared to what he was doing, you know, over the last couple of weeks was as soon as he gets the ball, he's playing it straight into the danger man, you know, like the likes of Marcus, Lukaku and Pereira. And he's playing it quicker, just like he did to Rom on the weekend, playing that ball on the inside and we get that goal. And I think... it's just maybe a case like Lindelof, you know, season to adapt to the league, because that is a thing, you know, to get to used to your new teammates, used to a new role. You're picking up the ball in different positions around the pitch. You're finding different passes, you know, different systems, all of that stuff. So Fred yesterday was really proved a point that, you know, if the likes of Pogba are out, he can step in and be that creative guy. And as well as doing the defensive job.
Russ, just before we let you go quick and get back to that lovely sun in South Africa, Sunday's game against Arsenal, what do you think?
Oh, we're going to better them.
So I like to hear, Russ.
I'm in the position. Arsenal are in the position. So we're going to do them easy. But I just want to give shout out to Fred one more time for clattering into Angel Di Maria.
Top man, Russ. Give us a ring back next week, pal. Take care. Just going to Texas, lads. I've got one here we spoke about before saying, question for the full-time Devil boys. Do you think last night was better than Turin in 20 years ago? Now we're speaking that is...
Well, we were there, weren't we?
We were there. It was a great night.
It was unbelievable.
Because last night was a great night. It was hard.
It was very on par. Because, again, I think, really, I mean, maybe the probably only difference is last night that maybe edges it because no one really gave us a chance. When we went to Turin, we had a chance.
Yeah.
Although, do you know what I mean?
Three goals in one half against arguably the best team in Europe back then.
You know what I mean?
They're on par.
We're getting beat. We're getting beat, aren't we? And people going. But with the squad that we got, remember, the squad that we went to Turin was, we expected something out of it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? We expected something out of it.
Yeah. It was a great night. That Turin night, I always remember, 2-0 down and they had some team then. And then obviously Keno getting booked and then scoring the goal. And then Coley, and, you know, it was just a great night. And I remember going back to Milan and drinking a bad drag. And, you know, it was a great night. Right, lads, we're going to go all the way to the United States of America, hopefully, and speak to David. Hi, David.
Hello, everyone. How are you doing?
Yeah, we're good, David.
What's up, y'all?
First off, what a tactical masterclass from Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. I mean, that second goal from Lukaku, we've seen Rashford do that so many times, just embarrass goalkeepers. Like, who's Gianluigi Buffon, right? With the power and the dip Rashford has got, like, and Lukaku just picks it up. How many times have we seen that? It's beautiful. But also, I think now it's time to make a big move in the summer transfer window. I think, you know, Sanchez plus 70 million, trade him to Borussia Dortmund for Sancho. I mean, we're paying for their contract for him. It's low risk for them. We get Sancho. And honestly, I think Borussia Dortmund would be a better place for Sanchez than at United.
I think, obviously, Sanchez, we all want players to work out and do well for us, but I just think his boat's passed now with us. You know, unfortunately, he's picked up injuries at the wrong time. I think you'll see him go to China. You know, they'll love him over there. He'll get his big dough. I just feel so sorry it's not worked out for him. When he first came, we thought great, but it's not happened.
Here's the one I say to you about that, about the Sancho scenario. Have we really, though, seen enough of him? In terms of, like, we know we've got the potential, but you need to watch Dortmund. You need to watch the games to see how he is, this kid, because he has got great potential.
From what I've watched from him, I think I've watched maybe 4 to 5 games off him this season. I'm not going to judge him over just that, but I've been watching him since he's been obviously at City and that academy, and I always used to just say this guy's like a Ballon d'Or, like contender. The way he takes players on is so different to what your usual English player does, and the way that he can play anywhere across the line. So give him a bit more. Let's maybe leave him there a year and keep, you know, chat to him next.
David, where else do you think we need to strengthen in the summer? And obviously, you need to talk of centre-halves. Throw a few names at me.
I don't know. That's hard. No one really said Skriniar. I kind of want Skriniar to come to United. That would be nice.
Good show.
Koulibaly
is a good choice. Yeah, but I don't know if they're willing to give him up right now. I mean,
I think if the money was right,
you know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say, you know what we do now? But, you throw in a good 80 million bid on Kante.
I'm saying
he's unhappy where he is at the moment because he's not playing that position. And that's where you've got to bend the player a little bit. Throw him a little bit of a carrot, because the next manager who comes in will play him in his right position and he'll be happy again. If you hit him now while he's unhappy, who knows? Yeah. But for me, I just think he's the best world-class defensive midfielder in the world.
Cheers for the call, David.
Sorry, mate.
Thank you.
Cheers for the call. Speak to you soon, Dave. Take care, mate.
Cheers, Dave. Take care.
So, obviously, that's going to keep coming about now, obviously, until the end of the season. But these certain names will not go away. Koulibaly keeps coming back in every week, and then Bale's popped back up again, which I thought, obviously, the other night there, the Barcelona game, the rubbish he got from his own supporters.
You know what?
Unbelievable.
You know what killed me?
Did he forget? Eight months ago, he won the European Cup.
You know what killed me, though? You know what killed me? When he got injured, there was no response from the manager or the physio.
No. It was doubling money.
Whoa, what's that about?
Yeah.
It's like, we're not really bothering.
I can't believe he's still in his job, you know, because no it was you. You know, they absolutely destroyed him by all accounts, and apparently Daley Blin was smoking cigars all game. That's what I've heard him. Well, that's another story, isn't it? Right, lads, we're going to go quick break. Obviously, get some more callers lined up. So if you fancy giving us a call, give us a ring, 0845-111-7625, and give us a text, 8.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot,
we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Double seven, double one.
Manchester United Football Social with Full Time Devils.
Good evening, good evening. We're back for the last 20 minutes of this show. It's not even 20 minutes. Just want to read a text out. Hi guys, what I saw last night was a team that has grown up. The attitude was spot on. I've got you on the box, Trevor, you're not wearing well. We used to play for it. I bet he did. Did you do all his running, Trev?
Well, mate, all his
Paul
running.
Kelly.
Oh, mate, I played, he just like combed his hair.
Lived off your name.
He combed his hair, mate, that's all he did. He had a great, great band. I bet he still has now.
Has he?
Well, wigs I had.
Oh,
right. Right. Kelly, how are you, mate?
The lines are really hot tonight, obviously, about last night. We're going to go to Brian on line one. Evening, Brian.
Evening, man. You okay?
Are you, yeah, Brian? Good, Brian. Talk good to us, Brian.
Yeah, last night was brilliant. It was fantastic. You can't get over it. Rashford, he's got ice in his veins, that kid. You can't, you know, taking the penalty against Buffon to win the game, that's massive. But I'm thinking, how far are we off winning the league? And I know it's a big shout, but how far are we off?
I think personally, three world class players are challenging City. Not class players, world class players.
No, I know. Yeah, I know that side of things. I mean, but I'm talking. I know it sounds crazy, but I'm talking this season. I'm looking at it. I'm thinking Liverpool and City are both fighting for that number one spot. They're both going to drop points. They've not got easy running. Liverpool have got what, Chelsea, Tottenham, Southampton at their ground. And I'm thinking, if them two take their eye off it, we could sneak in. We could sneak up there.
What's he called?
Brian.
Hi, Brian. All right, mate.
Hi, mate. You okay?
Where are you from, Brian?
Manchester.
Yeah, but where?
Presswich.
Presswich? Used to be a very special hospital there, Bri, didn't there? Used to be a very special hospital there, mate.
I used to work there.
No, I know what you're saying, mate, but no, you got to be realistic, mate. You got to be realistic. You know
no,
what I mean?
No, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But good,
I mean,
good
nice
crack.
Though. It's nice to be able to dream.
Yeah,
of course it is, Bri.
You know what, Bri? You just said that. It's good because yesterday I'm on the group, right, and they're all giving out the City fans, you dreamers. And I just tagged in, Dreams Can True, right, song.
The thing is, though,
because we can dream can come true.
Brian's conversation, we would not be having this
pre-November,
September. No. You know, I can understand where he's coming from, because I've said all along, I actually quite fancy us to finish third.
Right.
And people are laughing at me, you're not going to get in the top four, you know. But you got to believe and dream, you know, and this manager's started to make us believe and dream anymore. Anyway, cheers for that call, Bri. I'm going over to another Brian. Evening, Bri.
Hi, Webby.
Hi, Brian. You okay?
Yeah, good, thanks. I enjoy the show every night. I try to listen to it. Brilliant result last night. Oh. I couldn't believe it. Watching it 2-1, thought, anything can happen here. And we pulled it off.
Yeah, you like you're saying, Brian, you're looking at it and you're positive, even though we're 2-0 down, and you're thinking, what's the best we're going to hope for, you know, and then crash, bang, wallop, Lacart, big run scored after a minute and a half, and it's game on, you know, they're panicking, you know, and then obviously they get the equaliser, and what, like Trev said before, obviously you're thinking, is it just going to peter out now into a game where they virtually won it, and then we've got the second goal, and we've not really rolled our luck in the second half, and then we've got the penalty by VAR.
We
missed
some chances, remember?
Yeah, we did.
Like you say, Webby, happy days, the smiles are back on our faces.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah, and on the eve of our 20th anniversary of our treble.
Yeah.
This is one of our treble.
You know what was really weird as well about that, Bri?
LP99. Brilliant. Yeah.
You know what's really weird about that, Bri? He's like,
sorry. Line breaker. Bri, obviously, we speak about last night, but obviously we've got a very important game on Sunday at Arsenal. How do you see that going?
Yeah, they'll turn them over, yeah. Well, we'll beat them, yeah. I wouldn't say turn them over a bit disrespect, but we should beat them. I thought Crystal Palace would beat them in hand of skin, but because they were playing well, Palace, but he wasn't beating 2-0, so... Yeah, it should be.
Yeah. Oh, well, it's always an hard game down there, you know. Obviously, they're going to want to put things right after the cup tie, you know. I know it wasn't a full-strength Arsenal team, but they're always up for us, and it's us and them nicking took for fourth place in my eyes, really, you know. Don't discount Chelsea, you know. Chelsea can turn up on any day and beat any team, but and do you know what? Looking at it, a point wouldn't be a bad result down there, you know.
No.
It'd be a great result down there. I'm not saying I think we can go down there and
I don't think we're going to take everyone in the squad. I think we might still keep some of the injured lads out. Although I'd love Jesse Lingard to come back just so he can...
Do we know any news of any of them going to be fit or for Sunday?
Jesse Lingard looked fit enough celebrating all
over. I'm running around his house last night. Anyway, cheers for that call, Bri.
It's just great to have the good times back. Everybody's happy again.
Can it, mate?
We were down at all, man.
Yeah, we was. Cheers for that, Bri. Take care, mate.
How are you doing, Trevor? I know Trevor.
Where from, Bri? Who doesn't?
From Gus Wilson and that.
Ah, yeah, he's the coach. He's the coach with Gus. You're right, mate. Yeah. How are you? All right.
Yeah. I'm all right, Trevor. I don't know if you remember me. Curly hair.
Curly hair, Bri. That's it. Remember him, Kelly?
Cheers for that, Bri. Cheers for that. So, obviously, we're going to speak about the Arsenal game. Obviously, Arsenal, they've obviously got a new manager. Some of the fans are up against him already, you know. Yeah. Some of the buys he's bought have not worked out. For me, he's doing all right with the tools he's got there for him, you know. And obviously, the kid got sent off and he's going to be suspended against us. The small lad who I think, is it Torreira?
Yeah,
Torreira.
I think he makes a difference.
Makes a difference. Obviously, there was up in arms the Arsenal fans about the team he picked. But tactically, he seemed to get it spot on at Wembley, you know. Yeah. He took the lead, Ramsey, which I think it's quite stupid how they never tried to retain his services. Obviously, he signed for Juventus now. Right, we're going to go to the last caller now. We're going to go to Warren. Are you there, Warren? Warren, I pressed the wrong button. Sorry about that, mate. I went back to Brian then with his curly hair. Go on, mate, what do you want to speak to us about?
Yeah, listen, guys, do you know what? I just want to say thank you. A couple of years ago, I lived in the Middle East, and I was enjoying myself out there, obviously, work-wise and all of that. But you guys kept me grounded. You know, certain times you want to watch football and it's not in real time. But when you watch you guys, you're down at Sam Platt's or you're wherever and you're doing what you're doing, great. Thank you so much for keeping
us all. Hey, it's a pleasure. Sam Platt's is now gone, mate. Now it's now a tram stop.
I know that. It's a couple of seasons ago, actually, I came down for the whole game and I wanted to get a drink down there. And it was, Ibra was playing. It was a 0-0 draw. And I tell you, the game was as boring as ever. And I said, until that guy leaves, I'm not going back to watch United play. But the spirit of United is back. I just can't believe the energy and the vibrancy. And it's not just the players, it's the fans, it's the culture, it's everything that's Man United, you know, against all odds. You know, like, do you remember the saying? I think it's the saying. They say the stone that the builder refused will always be the headquarters stone. When everyone has looked at us and said, yeah, we're finished, United is dead, they forgot that the Premier League and the football, which has been shown right now, was what made us great, what made everyone look up and say, you know what, the Premier League is because of Man United. Football is because of Man United. So we're slowly but surely building in the right direction. And you know what, respect to all of you. Love you one
time.
Here's one for you, Brian, just before you go.
Here we go. Trev's got a bit of a question here. I'm going to put it out on air, obviously. Yeah. It's a bit late tonight to get the things in, but give us a text. or anything else. Bring that next week. It's Trev.
Here's one for you lads, right? So obviously the excitement, I meant to give it to Brian the day before when he said about, oh, can we win the league? Can we win the league? But I put it this way, how about this one? City winning the treble or Liverpool winning the league?
It's an unacceptable question, that. I don't want to think of that.
It's an hard one, Trevor. I don't know where you got that from, but it's...
That was on our box, that's on our group, that's our football group tonight.
It's horrible, that.
I wouldn't be involved in that debate, me.
Got to be involved in it.
Brush it.
Right. Obviously, we've got left? We've got 4 minutes. Trevor, let's speak about the Emirates on Sunday, Trev. Speak to me.
Yeah, for me, it could be a tight game. Yeah. They could come out with a different psychology... psychological approach, obviously, Arsenal. I think what their fans are expecting far too much. What they got to realise, once Wenger left, it was like when Fergie left United.
Yeah.
It's a series of managers.
I think some of these London clubs, especially Arsenal, they just think that they've got the divine right to win things, you know, and they should be in the Europa League. They should every year. Which until this year, Arsenal, I think they had a record winning the Champions League, most English team over the years. But things happen, obviously. Mr. Wenger had gone down a little bit with his buys, and the club had.
Sure.
Don't get me wrong, Wenger a few years back, probably the greatest manager in English football, but times change, you know. And I think Arsenal have got to realise they might have to wait as long as United to get back to the good times.
Absolutely. You know right. I think we'll nick it 2-1 because we've got to go with the confidence. The thing is now, going away to away games, you go with the confidence. It used to be like, if you get a 1-0, you get a point. You get 1 point, come away game, you're doing fantastic.
Yeah.
Now we've got that belief we can go to away games and come with 3 points.
Yeah. Our records, Ollie's breaking records away from home. So I'm going to go a brave 3-0. And I think that's mainly because Torreira's out and he's the guy that's going to stop Paul Pogba.
Mm.
He'll be walking past that Xhaka in midfield, Paul Pogba, and he'll be opening them up. I reckon Pogba will have a good game. And hopefully one of either Jesse or Tony, by any surprise, comes back, but one of them would have a good game there, I reckon. Yeah.
Right, we've got the last call of the evening. It's a regular, it's Imma. Evening, Imma.
Hi, lads, how's it going?
Hi, Imma.
Are you happy, buddy, Imma, yeah?
Yeah, I wasn't watching the game yesterday. I was at football. Once I got in, I got the news, spread. I was shocked, honestly. I was shocked. obviously, I was really happy, but I was shocked. Yeah. I couldn't believe it, I was almost in tears, like, wow, To be fair, I'm not going to lie, I thought we were going to get a win, but I didn't think we were going to, progress to the quarterfinals. Yeah. I'm not going to lie, I'll be honest with you, but, they're done us proud of it, I've been watching the Arsenal game, and honestly, Arsenal have been really poor, so really? I don't see why we can... The team we played yesterday, we can play that team against Arsenal, I will win easily, no doubt. They've been really bad. I've just been watching them for 45 minutes, so there's no doubt we can beat them on Sunday.
Right. Fingers crossed, Emmy, we're going to have to go. We've got one last caller to get in from Norway. Good evening, sir. Oh, he's disappeared, he's gone, he's left us. Right, lads, that's nearly the end of it. So obviously, we go on to Arsenal to keep this winning away run going. You obviously keep us in the top four.
Yeah.
Then obviously, it's going to be an hard game at Arsenal. It always is, whoever teams we put out. I don't know what score he said, but they say it was 0-0.
But I just think maybe because the pressure is under, is he bothered about winning it and then concentrate full on about getting fourth?
If you're looking like us, we give up our goals, didn't we, on the fourth place, and then Mourinho will put all his eggs in one basket for the...
I think with Ollie's just taking it game by game and having the same approach, the same mentality, and I think that's the reason we're seeing, whether it's away in Europe or away in the league, we're stepping up under Ollie.
And tempo. I think when we're on it, because the tempo's good, it's one and two touch.
Yeah.
Southampton, we come down to their level for a good 15, 20 minutes and the game got boring.
Yeah,
and we got suckered into that. But once we hit it again and we're starting playing these little triangles, stuff like that,
definitely,
it's better. And we do it more away games now.
Yeah.
I thought the game against Southampton was probably one of the best open games of football I've been into a long time, with five great goals.
What great goals they scored.
Some poor refereeing, but...
Get VAR that, in.
Well, I've just seen that the other day, that they've dropped all the English... referees now, aren't they, for the Champions League? Now there's no more left in it because we don't use VAR.
Yeah.
Probably Mike Dean is sat home now making his new cards, which is a strange thing because we slaughtered him, but if you look at some of the other referees you get in his Europeans, it's terrible. Out comes to mind the nanny sending off in Turkey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mike Dean's ready for Strictly Come Dancing now, isn't he?
Oh, what a surprise, man. Unbelievable. That's it now, lads. End of the show.
It's
going very quick, so we'll be back next week, next Thursday, so all the best for Sunday Reds, and we can get another 3 points.
All is at the wheel.
Manchester United Football Social. Subscribe to the podcast now and never miss a show.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.